Hello, howdy doody do. Welcome to Slimming World Podcast. How are you doing? What's hip hop happening in your world? How's your November started? I know you might be answering that out loud, or I'll throw it to Anna. How, people might be talking out loud to us right now, Anna.
Like I did. I thought she was asking me a question. Yeah, it's going well so far. That's all I can say. It's going well so far.
So welcome. Today we are going to talk about health, because we know, Anna, that one of the key reasons that people come to Slimming World is because they need support with their health. They've either had a bit of a tap on the shoulder from the doctor. Maybe they're feeling it themselves. It can be mental. It can be physical. It can be so many different types of reasons, can't it?
Yeah, you see, big motivators is people just wanting to feel better. Or like you say, the doctor said, come on, we need to make some changes. Or they've just felt that your body, we often talk about this, your body's just not where you want it to be physically or mentally. So that's what drives you through the door, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the chap that we have on today, wow. I mean, Mark, you're a little bit further up north of England than us. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. I've just come back from my group that I go to on a Thursday, so I'm
motivated.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Got that planning for the place of the week. So we should say you are a Slimming World member, but you are also a Slimming World consultant, which is highly exciting. So where in the world are you?
So I'm in Fleetwood, which is quite near Blackpool.
Okie doke. Right. So we wanted to bring you on the podcast because we were told all about you by the lovely Helen in Slimming World head office. And when Helen landed your story on our desk, we thought, flipping heck. I mean, the first line read, as our episode description does, at more than 20 stone, Mark's health was deteriorating and his confidence was at an all-time low. These days, he's feeling unstoppable with a group full of friends as his biggest cheerleaders. I mean, wow. We were like, tell us more. What's happened? And also, I know that health has been a massive part in how you've changed your life. Where did things start? How long have you been on this rodeo for?
Okay, so initially, I was assisting my wife with some health issues, and she was going to the doctor for some advice on things. And my health issue started when I was trying to help her. So we found out she had some like high blood pressure and things like that. So we got like one of those blood pressure measuring devices, put it on her arm, tested it. And you know, obviously you could see that her blood pressure was high. But before that, I decided to test it on myself just before we gave it to her to make sure it was working. And I realized my blood pressure was high. So that was kind of like the start, shall we say, of me realizing that I had some issues. And I was at that time nearly 22 stone in weight. So I went to see my GP, and his words to me were, okay, I'm going to do some tests because I think you might have type 2 diabetes. I think you might have cholesterol issues and things like that. After all the tests came back, it was very positive that I had type 2. I did have high cholesterol, and he then put me on medication. And his words basically to me were along the fact of, if you don't do something about it now, you could be dead by the time you're 50. You might end up having a heart attack, and that's what might happen to you. So it kind of put the frighteners in me a little bit. And my wife was already talking about joining Slimming World, and we had done Slimming World many, many years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, back in the old Red and Green days. And I'd lost a bit of weight then, but I never really stayed to group or did anything like that. So that was kind of the start of the journey, was just realizing that I was in a very bad situation with my health, and then I was having to take medication and things like that. Then we joined Slimming World because my wife wanted to do so. I'll be honest, the first week I just didn't seem interested. I just thought it was going to be a colossal waste of time. That was my attitude, in all honesty. And the following week I agreed to go back with my wife, and I said, look, you know, I'll try it again. We went back for the second time, and this time something just clicked, and I met some very nice people, and that was it for me. Oh, sorry, my cat's going to get in the way. go away. Apologies for that.
We don't mind cats. Cats on podcasts.
We like cats.
It's fine.
We've had dogs before, haven't we?
He's off having something to eat now. He'll leave us alone for a little while.
Like a true food optimizer.
Absolutely. I don't think I'd want to eat what he's eating, though, to be
No.
fair. We went to Slimming World the second week, and I got to meet Sarah properly, who's my consultant, who's also my team developer and a very good friend. And we got on very well. I got on very well with the people there, and I actually sat in group and I paid attention to what was being said. And then it just kind of stuck in my head. And it just snowballed from there, really. And then within about a month of joining Slimming World, I went from being someone who sits behind a desk for 8 hours a day, being very inactive, to feeling like I wanted to do something a bit more. So I joined the gym and I started doing a bit of exercise. And I remember when I first joined the gym, there was a guy there. He must have been in his late 70s or very early 80s. And he'd get on a treadmill and he would run for about 40 minutes. And there's me, nearly 22 stone. I'd lost maybe a stone by then, maybe. But I was still heavily overweight, getting on a treadmill in my early 40s. And I couldn't run for 10 minutes. In fact, I was struggling to walk for 10 minutes. And I'm watching this guy who's, double my age, being able to do what he can do. So it was just a combination of seeing things like that in front of me, listening to Sarah in group, and eventually my attitude, my mindset completely changed. And that's when I started to foot optimize better. I was going to the gym very often. And now I've gone from someone who was very inactive, sitting behind the desk 8, 9 hours a day, eating all the wrong things at the wrong time of the day, as well as eating things that I shouldn't be eating and kind of hiding foods that I ate as well. So there's a story in the paper about how if my wife went to work, I would go into the fridge downstairs, and if I'd had like 4 or 5 Rustler burgers in the fridge, I would grab them, put them all in the microwave, and eat them, and that would be breakfast. And then potentially I might even order McDonald's later in the day and have lunch. And then I was having a proper meal at the end of the day. And I was probably consuming at least 2 weeks worth of food every couple of days, which was obviously very bad for me too. So if it hadn't been for, I would say, my wife kind of pushing me to go to Slimmer World, if it wasn't for Sarah, if it wasn't for the people in the group, if it wasn't for the motivation I got from the gym, potentially, I could have ended up in hospital, could have had a heart attack, something bad could have happened to me. And now I'm sat here talking to you, 8.5 stone lighter. I go to the gym and I can jump on the treadmill and run for a couple hours, which is just something I never expected that I could do. Lifting weights and doing all the things and swimming and really absolutely enjoying life more than I ever have done. And then on top of that, my confidence. There's no way a year and a half ago I could have stood in front of people in a group and tried to motivate and help other people. I would have been the person sat at the back with his head down, not talking to anybody. So Slimming World has massively, massively changed my life. And never mind all the health benefits, which I'm sure we'll get onto as we go through this conversation.
I was reading about you thinking when you first started that the moment you found out you could food optimize your favorite meals, it was just the way you had to cook them, you were like sold. I mean,
Yeah,
for me,
absolutely.
that's a really big draw. I know for me and Claire to eat the meals that we really love. Have you taken hold of the cooking and now food optimizing your favorite dishes?
So I'm quite an interesting kettle of fish when it comes to food optimizing, for the simple fact that I don't tend to eat a lot of veg or salad. I'm more of a meat person. I've got people in my groups that worry that they can't food optimize because they don't eat veg and they don't eat salad. And I said to them, no, you absolutely can, because I've lost 8.5 stone by food optimizing, by following the plan, by eating the things that I enjoy eating. So for me, as I say, I eat a lot of meat. So it's a lot of steak, a lot of mince, a lot of chicken, things like that. But if I have chicken, I'll have it without the skin. If I have mince, I will make sure it's 5% fat or less. And I eat a lot of fruit too. I love fruit. And every single night, I'll have fresh strawberries, fresh raspberries, things like that as well.
This is the great thing about food optimizing, is that you can tailor it to your wants, your needs, your eating, isn't it? It's a big umbrella plan we often talk about. So it's
Absolutely.
not about eating things you hate. It's about finding the love of the really nutritious food that is food optimizing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I've been privy to be at head office several times when you go down for lunch at head office, and the desserts and everything they have there, oh, it's stuff you just think this has got to be putting on weight, and it isn't, because it's all near enough free or very low sins. And the quality of the food, the taste of the food, it doesn't have to have a lot of calories in it. It doesn't need to have a lot of sugar in it. It doesn't need to have a lot of fat. Slimmer World proves that food can taste incredible even when it is healthy and good for you. And that's the, I think, the common misconception people have about Slimmer World, is they think, oh, it's gonna taste awful, or it's gonna be like cardboard, and it absolutely isn't. I mean, my wife eats the Slimmer World frozen meals because she's a hairdresser and she works late. She'll come home sometimes 7, 8 o'clock at night, and for her to start preparing food or cooking food, it's a pain in the behind, shall we say. So for her to be able to just take one out of the freezer, stick it in the microwave or whatever, and it actually tastes really good. I mean, it's like the lasagna. She said there's never ever been a better tasting food, better tasting lasagna than what she gets when she puts that Slimming World one in the oven. The food quality is brilliant, and food optimizing doesn't have to be terrible food. With Slimming World, food optimizing is amazing food. So,
On the contrary, I think Claire and I are great examples of that, of maybe how
oh,
we didn't
don't.
even
Don't.
eat before.
Just you saying the word lasagna, right? Matt, my husband, is cooking a lasagna downstairs, and I am
Is
starving. And I
Oh.
can, when you feel it, you can smell it coming underneath the
Oh,
door.
yes.
Yeah. Oh.
I hope it's a food optimizing
Oh,
lasagna.
it always is.
Absolutely. Mine,
Yeah.
I'm actually vegan, so I don't eat meat. So I've on the app, there
Oh.
is a jackfruit enchilada lasagna.
Oh,
Oh,
wow.
nice.
Okay.
Oh my God. I mean, it's got a lot of ingredients, got a lot of flavors, though, spices and stuff, and the colors. And that's what I really love. It's just to get excited. We always say if you're excited about your tea, then
You're winning.
you gotta nail it.
I gave my plate a little lick earlier after my dinner. It was that good. That
Nobody
sounded
needs
well
to
as
know
well.
that.
No, but
Nobody
you know what
needs
I'm
that image
saying?
in their mind.
But you know what I'm saying? Like when it's that good, you're just like, God, and I'm losing weight. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's that,
You're
that's what we
licking
always
your
talk
plate.
about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I pick up on something that you said, Mark,
Yeah.
quite early on, right at the start? Because I think it's a really important to make when a lot of people will care for somebody else, either a family member, children, parents, friends, even be a carer at work. When you have that kind of personality, and you can often put yourself second, and
Yeah.
that was so apt that, your doctor was able to kind of point out, and then you had that foresight to think, oh, I wonder what it is for me. Because we know that people who care need that extra support to know that we're there for you too, be there for you, but we can also be there to support you too, so that people don't forget their own health and their own journey.
Yeah. Yeah, it is actually, it's an interesting fact actually, because what you've just said. When I became a consultant for the first couple of months, I actually did also put myself on the back burner, so my own journey as a Slimming World member, because I was so focused on looking after my members and various other things that was going on personally. I stopped thinking about myself, stopped concentrating on my own journey. And my consultant Sarah is so in tune with everything around her that she was able to kind of like snap me back into that. You got to look after yourself. It's that mentality. If you're on a plane, there's an emergency, there's a reason that they always say fit your mask before helping others, and it is very true. So yeah, I completely agree with what you're saying.
And health-wise as well, because that was the kind of real crunch for you. Are
Yeah.
you able to kind of give us an idea of what does health look like for you now? I mean, you were saying there before you were looking at high blood pressure,
Yeah.
cholesterol was high, type 2 diabetes medication as well. How are you doing now that you're following food optimizing?
Yeah, so beforehand, I was on medication for my type 2 diabetes. I was having to take a weekly injection. I was also on high blood pressure tablets and things like that as well. And just gradually, through food optimizing and going to the gym and becoming more fit and healthy, I would go see my GP, and my type 2 was coming down. My cholesterol was being less of an issue, and my blood pressure was becoming less of an issue as well. Within about 6 months to a year, I'd come off every single bit of medication, and I'd basically put my type 2 into remission. So my health is much better, and like I said, I am able to go to the gym and, run for a couple hours, do a bit of swimming, do a bit of weightlifting, and be able to do that comfortably without any issues with my health. I wouldn't have been able to do that before had I not joined Slimming World and followed the plan.
Wow.
So it's made a massive difference to my health. Huge difference. Oh.
Gosh, what a motivator that is. To
Oh,
be
yeah.
told that you could have a heart attack and be dead by 50 to now, like being able to do that. I mean, that must be a big pinch me time to sit when you reflect and be like, look what I've done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a scary thought to look back on how I was just a year and a half ago. And when I look through all the pictures I have, because the majority of the pictures in the last 10 to 15 years are of me as a big chap. I mean, I was fit and healthy in my 20s, and for whatever reason, I don't know if the wording "let yourself go" is the right thing to say, but I kind of did. I got lazy. I got big, and I had to do something about it because, I still want to be here in 10, 15, 20 odd years unless I get hit by a bus or something. But I still want to be here, and I had to change my ways. I had to change my health, had to change my mindset. And that is something that I hear a lot nowadays. When people say change your mindset, it really is. You have to change your mindset, because if you don't, nothing's going to change for you.
When you talk about mindset change and behavior change, though, that is where group and the support of your peers with your food optimizers in group comes into its own, doesn't it? Because
Or
without people around you who are supporting you and doing the same thing, it's very hard to change your habits long term. How would you say that group had an impact on your journey?
listening to the various things that other people have gone through. They've had to go through cancer, or they've lost a family member, or something on those lines, and they've been through a real hardship. It made me feel like sitting up and listening to what these people had to say. And that kind of spurred me on. And then it was other things like just learning how to food optimize, being part of that community. And also, in some respects, the awards that you get given in group when you suddenly start getting your, Slimmer of the Week, or you get your first half stone, or you get your first stone award. It makes you feel good as well, that you're actually making progress with your life. So it's probably a combination of many different things. And that's what spurred me on and continued. And Sarah, my consultant, probably one of the most amazing things about this whole journey was meeting Sarah. She's incredibly inspiring. And I just want to follow in her footsteps and do for others what she did for me, if that makes sense. I mean, I've just been very lucky. She's an amazing consultant and a very good friend.
And I think, when you're in a group of people who are like-minded and on the same, journey with lots of different challenges, I think what I see, and I hope you agree with me, is that they support you at the time when you want to quit. They support you at the time when you've maybe given up or it's a difficult week, and they challenge you and they believe in you in a way that sometimes, or a lot of the times, if people trying to lose weight, we don't believe in ourselves. They're like your backbone sometimes, aren't they? And the community that you didn't know you needed almost.
I do feel like I go every Thursday religiously because I do need those people. I need that group. I need the support of that group. I know I'm a consultant myself and I have my own group on a Monday, but Where I actually go to check myself on a weekly basis is in that group on a Thursday with those people that I've known for the last year and a half. And it's not just about my journey. I love going there and being part of their journey and seeing what they've gone through and cheering them on every week. I do that with my own group, but I like doing it with the people that I've sat with for the last year and a half. And they're lovely people. I feel very much like a family there as well. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to shout any names out, but there's a couple of people in group, Matt and Shelley, whose wedding we went to, and I was asked to be one of Matt's groomsmen, which was just a lovely thing. We go out for meals with him and things like that. And with my own group, one of the things that's most amazing is that we've been doing something called Walk the Lights. And because we live very close to Blackpool, what's lovely for us is we will meet on a Tuesday about 7 o'clock in the evening, and we will all walk from the Arcade at Bisham, and we walk all the way to North Pier. And it's probably about it's an 8 or 9 kilometer walk there and back. And we're going to do it again in November, and we're actually having to do 2 days because we're going to be joined by members from other groups in the area as well. But they absolutely love it, and I love encouraging people to do body magic because I think that is
I
very,
mean,
very important as well, not just the food optimizing.
yeah, it's like that whole package. I mean, you look at your life, Mark. What's so inspiring is just in every aspect you've bloomed. It sounds like from what you're telling us, from your confidence to, taking back the controls of what you're eating, your zest for life, your physical energy, your mental energy, your physical health, your relationships. Like, it just sounds like, if you're gonna be like that guy in his 80s on a treadmill running for 40 minutes, you're only halfway through your life right now. What are you gonna do in the next 40 years before you're that guy?
I have no idea, but all I can say is it's things are just going in the right direction, going up for me. As I say,
Going
my
down, weight loss wise, they're going down.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's
We know
cool.
what you mean. We
Yeah,
know.
of course. No, good point. So obviously, weight's going down, but everything else on a positive is going up. And having that confidence, that's something that I've not had for such a long period of time. And for me, socializing was also another aspect of my life that I was pretty bad at, to be honest. It wasn't something that I was very good at, and I would be very quiet, not shy, but just very quiet, and wouldn't speak up a lot. And now you can't shut me up.
He's on a
So,
podcast, people.
yeah, and I'm on a podcast. But I would like to say I've just met so many amazing people. I mean, you had Kenny on the podcast
Few
not that
weeks
long
ago.
ago. I'm going to mention it because he's one of the most inspiring people I've ever met. I've already had Kenny talking in my group. We've actually become good friends. It's quite amazing that he just lives down the road. I bump into him a lot when we're walking around, and he's such an amazing guy and huge, huge inspiration to me. So I thought I'd mention him just because he's on there. And his consultant, Natalie, who helped along with Sarah to train me up to be a consultant, she's an absolute amazing person as well. So,
Brilliant. Well, if people missed that episode, because it came out 8th of September, it's called No Turning Back. Kenny is Slimming World's Greatest Loser 2025, and consultant Nat, wow, had an amazing story of her own, who for 15 years was housebound in a wheelchair, now is living her whole full life. She turned around her health after a chance conversation with a doctor who told her to go on a trial and she needed to lose weight. I mean, the things that get us to where we are today, we can't change what's happened in the past, but we can change what we do about our future. And it's so funny about what you say about health as well, in that sometimes people, it's interesting what makes people walk through the doors. And I kind of think for me, Anna, it was like I saw a photo of myself, and that was that realization. But health can also be up there too. And it's not just about having a big event like a wedding or a birthday. And I suppose the thing with health is it can feel a bit heavier, that people might feel that pressure of like, I have to, I should, or have those heavier expectations on themselves. But actually, as you said, Mark, it was just about turning up every week and just trying and seeing. And then eventually it got you to this point. And, you know, that's amazing that you were able to put your type 2 diabetes in remission as well. And we know that that's not a possibility for everybody who has diabetes, and particularly those who have type 1 diabetes. But it is about, you know, working with a healthcare team and then your consultant to make sure that the plan just increases your quality of life and your health. And I know, Anna, you'll know far more about that than me, in how Slimming World supports members with diabetes.
We support thousands and thousands of members with diabetes, both type 1 and type 2. And I think what's really important to reassure them about is that we want to help you to get the best out of your eating and get your diabetic support. So that's why we would always ask you and recommend that you liaise with your diabetic team. But know that we understand the changes that you'll need to make. And it's very kind of personal to each person, isn't it? So that's why we always talk about working in kind of tandem with your diabetic specialist to make sure that we're looking after you as a whole. But to anybody that's kind of worried, you can absolutely food optimize, you know, with type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
And a little tip that not everybody has cottoned onto this yet, but there are lots of recipes which Slimming World has worked with in partnership with Diabetes UK. So have a look on those. You can actually get some of those, even not as a member. You can go and have a little dabble. It's on the blog, I'm pretty certain, and I think it's on the website. So type in that Diabetes UK Slimming World recipes, and then you can have a little bit of an idea of what those recipes look like. So, yeah, we're all about food here.
It's about, do you know what? It's about knowing you can eat what you want to eat. We've just got to help you tailor it maybe a little bit more. But, yeah, the freedom, the umbrella of food optimizing means that you can absolutely sit there and do it safely.
Yeah, it's been brilliant to meet you, Mark. Honestly, it's just been this has just been incredible. It's just the boost that people need at this time of year to kind of hear from people who've been there and done it and taken those reins of like, I'm going to do something with my life. Yeah. I'm not going to sit back. I'm going to put me first and I'm going to make a difference to my quality of life. Keep up the great work.
Do you know what I hear, Claire? And I was just thinking about this, of all these wonderfully successful people in terms of they've changed their life with their weight, but their body magic and their health. What I see in all of them is that they've taken it, they've just appeared every single week. That, you know, the mountain might have been there to climb, but they've broken the mountain down. And I think that's the thing that really rings true for all of them, is just showing up and being consistent gets you those results at the end, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've got to ask, what's your cat's name?
Oh, that's Otis.
Otis, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
More than one? Is there two?
When I first moved here, I had 8 cats, but I've got 2 at the moment. Wow. I'm a cat. I'm the crazy cat guy.
You've lost 8 stone and had 8 cats.
I mean, there's something going on there, isn't there?
No, nothing. No, I'm just always been a cat person. Oh. But yeah, he's my baby. He's about 11 years old. But he always wants to get in everywhere. He's always around.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, let's give Otis his moment on the Slimming World podcast Instagram feed.
Yes.
We'll slip it in there at Slimming World podcast on Instagram so he can get his little mention. Go on, wait, give us a wave, Otis. Right, there we go. That clip is going on Instagram. Mark, brilliant to catch up with you. Good luck with your own groups as well. And for anyone who's curious about Slimming World in general, what on earth is this Slimming World thing about? You can head to slimmingworld.co.uk. You can find out where is your nearest group to where you are, or you can also look at the digital service that we offer as well. So have a little ponder at that. Read the blog, find out what's going on. And you could even just go through our Instagram and have a look on their social media. There's all kinds of success stories. That's it for now. Next week, Anna, we are going to be getting cozy. That's all I've written down about next week.
Blankets and snacks.
All I've put is getting cozy in the living room. That's all I've put. No episode description. I don't know what else we're talking about, but that's the teaser. So that is the members bonus, Brucey bonus podcast.
Do you remember we recorded one from a bed shop That's all I'm going to say there.
Okay. And we didn't get thrown out. That's
we didn't.
Best, no.
We're not allowed back in, but we didn't get thrown out. Yeah.
Right. Have a great week, whatever you get up to. And we will be back very soon. Thank you for listening, and see you in a bit.
Bye for now.